Well, first I want to say hello to Jack and Mary Murphy and all their guests in Saigon. This is John Rhodes, and as you may or may not know, I happen to be a congressman from the 1st District of Arizona and an old friend of the Murphys. We miss you, Jack and Mary, and we hope that it won't be too long before you can come back and live in sunny Arizona once more. Incidentally, my wife and family are out there now, and they report that the weather is as you might expect it to be in the latter part of June. And even worse than that, the day Betty got there, that's my wife, the air conditioning broke down, and you can imagine the rest. She almost turned around and came back. Here in Washington, we seem to keep pretty busy. We're passing an appropriation bill today, and we passed a so-called family assistance plan in the House yesterday. The Senate didn't act on the family assistance plan last year, and nobody knows whether they will this time or not. The president says that if it passes, it will be a landmark legislation, and I guess that's right. There are many people split up over it. In fact, some of the strangest bedfellows in the world got in together on that bill, like conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats, and on the one side for it, and the Black Caucus, and some of the very liberal Republicans against it on the other side. So you can see how this one worked out. As far as the Vietnam situation is concerned, I'm sure that you've all read about the Mansfield Amendment, which was adopted by the Senate. In the first place, the Mansfield Amendment doesn't mean very much because it's only a sense of the Senate resolution, which isn't binding on anyone. It just says that the Senate feels that this should be the case. We feel that this will not pass in the House, that it probably will fall far short of getting the required number of votes. Even if it did, it would still just be a sense of the House and the Senate, and there would be no way to enforce it. And, of course, it says that we get out in 9 months if the prisoners have been released. So if the prisoners are not released, I guess that leaves the president up to him as to what is to be done. Suffice it to say, however, the people here are not pleased with that war, and that's putting it mildly, and I can imagine it won't be too long before the United States will be either completely out of it or out of it for all practical purposes, certainly if the majority of the people have their way, and they almost always do. Anyway, I do want to wish all of you a happy 4th of July, and that things go well with you, whether you are in Saigon or at some other part of formerly French Indochina, or whether you're back here in the United States. Hasta la vista to all you Arizonans.